us go before the Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this morning, first and foremost, giving you thanks. We give you thanks because you are God and you are in control and you love us with an everlasting love. We thank you for watching over us and our loved ones over the night. We thank you for keeping us safe. We thank you, Lord, because you are a good God. You are a gracious God. You are a God that forgives us of our sins. We thank you. We bless you. We exalt your name. We thank you for this telecommunication sanctuary, Father God, where we can come Monday through Friday and get centered, get Christ-centered to start our day. Father God, we thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We ask that you continue to bless them in all that they do. We thank you, Father God, for the TMC family, the intercessors, the ministers that come on this line to speak the word, teach the word into this call. We thank you for every family that is represented on this call this morning. You know the meditations on their hearts, and you know what's going on in their lives. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you would minister to them in a real way, Father God. You are a great God. We thank you, Father God, for the Diaz de Leon family, the artist company, which is the thread that brought many of us together on this line. We thank you for artists, the company. We thank you for each and every person who works in the warehouses, who answers the call, who fills the boxes. We thank you for our president and his wife and the entire corporate family. We ask, God, that you continue to give them wisdom as they continue to grow this company. We thank you for every advisor all the way up to the platinum president at Artis. We ask that you continue to bless them. We thank you for this upcoming conference, the Artis corporate family and the King of Artists. We thank you for the keynote speaker, Les Brown. We ask that you give traveling mercies to those that are traveling and coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west to hear how they can be build their business, how they can apply principles and strategies to grow their businesses. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for provision. We thank you for 500-plus attendees to this conference. We thank you, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the speaker this morning. We ask in the precious name of Jesus that you would anoint the vocal cords, that they will have a clarity of thought to bring forth the word that you have downloaded into their spirit this morning. And may we not only be hearers of your word, but also doers. We thank you, Father God, that you are an awesome God. You are a loving God. You are a kind God. And we thank you that as we're coming up to Holy Week, that we will remember the ultimate sacrifice of your son, Jesus, for on our behalf. So, Father God, we thank you, we bless you, and we love and adore you. We ask that you be with the families that are bereaved, Lord God, that are dealing with folks that they are that they love and dear to them that have made their transition. We pray for mothers and fathers on this call who have adult children as well as grandchildren, Lord, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you would be so kind as to protect them, Lord. We live in a dangerous world right now. We need your angels, according to Psalm 91, to be charged over them, to protect them and keep them in their coming and their going.
Amen.
We can't thank you enough. We can't praise you enough. We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And I want to say I love each and every one of you. go out and choose to serve the Lord today and every day. And at this time, I'm going to turn the call over to the host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Ada, excuse me. Good morning.
Good morning, dear sister. God bless you. Love you. Take it away.
Good morning. Good morning. I want to first thank Minister Ada for feeding and greeting the people and opening us up with that word of prayer. I say welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom freedom. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the glory, the praise, the honor, and the reverence that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eva. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. All of the messages have been archived and recorded since the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, if you have a word in your belly from the Lord, if you have a praise report or prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International, which keeps us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. That's 539-598-POUND. Now, you know, tomorrow starts the Kings of Artists and Artists Corporate International Empowerment Conference in Houston, Texas, and that is March 27th through the 29th at the Houston West Chase Marriott. If you are interested in helping us out on the with the service on Sunday, if you want to be a part of the choir, if you want to greet the people, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And if you've not yet registered and you decide you want to come, it's artistempowermentconference.com for more information. That's artistempowermentconference.com. So now I am going to move out of the way so that our speaker can come forth with the word. Today's speaker is none other than our very own co-founder, the super fantastic Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K. was born in Monticello, Mississippi. She attended Alcorn State University, Interdenominational Theological Seminary in Atlanta. Her doctorate is from Panama City Theological Seminary. She was ordained in the Church of God in Christ, a retired military chaplain, and she loved to serve our fighting forces all over the world. She is the founding pastor of Shekinah Glory Church in Jessup, Georgia. She is a mother of two amazing children, Elisha Jr. and Zavola, who have blessed her with five amazing grandchildren. She is a woman of God who is definitely walking in his call for her life. She loves the Lord with all her heart and all her mind. So I present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K., are you there?
Can you hear me this morning, Minister Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear, Mother. Take it away.
Oh, God bless you. Bless you, dear. I thank God for you and thank God for Minister Ada. I thank God for each and every one of you on this morning. If you can hear a little croaking in my voice, it's because it's there, but it won't be there long. Let's get right into the word this morning. You all, I am so excited that God has allowed me to share in this month, which is a very significant month, Women's History Month. I thank God for my own friend, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who absolutely laid it on the line for Women History Month on yesterday, and I thank God I don't have to go back through that today. But I do want to acknowledge and thank God for her, because I consider her as a woman right now in the present day who is making a difference in the lives of so many. So to all of the great women on this call and for the call that God has on your life, I say to you, keep moving and doing the will of God as he's called you. One of the most influential women and controversial women in our history today happens to be our homegirl, Minister Brenda, Oprah Winfrey. And many say that she is as successful as she is because she is Illuminati. Some say that they just don't really understand. I do believe that it is because of the prayers of the righteous old Mississippi saints who really knew that she had something good and laid a foundation of stability in her life when she was first born. That is my belief. All I know is I love her and I thank God for what she has done and is still doing. And as I have followed her track in history, I will build my sermon today based upon what I believe is absolutely something that she has shown in her life, and that is she just didn't stop. In spite of all the obstacles, in spite of all the pain, she didn't stop. And so I want us to go over to Hebrews, the 10th chapter and the 36th verse, because you all know what? Many of us stop too soon. I believe that the Lord has had me on a serious journey over the past 3 years to help people who would stop short of living a super fantastic lifestyle. I believe that God has had me on this painful journey over these past few years to help me to share the story that living a life of joy and living a life to its fullest is present and available and is the birthright of each and every one of us. So therefore, from today on, when you introduce me, just introduce me as Miss Super Fantastic, running on after that which God has placed in her life. I am that in spite of everything. I spent most of the day yesterday at the hospital, but let me tell you one thing. Today I rose and said, I am Super Fantastic. They wanted to put me in the hospital, Pastor Kai, but I told them, no, that's not what I need to do. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. We need to persevere. That's what Hebrews 10 and 36 says, and I like it the way the Message Bible says it. But you need to stick it out. Stand with God's plan so you will be there for the promised completion. That's some good stuff right there. I want somebody to just tell yourself, because I know that you need to talk to yourself like I have been talking to myself over this whole week, saying what you need to do is persevere, PK. What you need to do, girl, is to just hold in here, hang in here, and no matter what, God can make you a promise, you guys, that you will never possess if you don't persevere. That's true in relationships. It's true in churches. Many churches have folded. And it's definitely true in businesses, because you know what? 95% of all businesses fail. When I read that last, when my business partner told me that last week, I said, good God, are you kidding me? Absolutely. And in our spiritual walk and spiritual growth, we absolutely need to persevere. I'm speaking today to somebody who has stopped short on the verge of getting that which God has put inside of you. And I know that sometimes we can feel the echo in our heart that says, just keep going. But then there is something that just blocks us. And so I want you to go to Joshua, the sixth chapter. Joshua is the sixth book in the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and then Joshua, okay? Sixth book in the Bible, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's sixth chapter of Joshua. And my scripture, I mean, the title of my message this morning is Don't Stop on 6. Don't stop on 6. Joshua 6 is an interesting chapter that describes a land that had been promised to the Israelites, but they were not yet living there. Do you have promises? Has somebody prophesied in your life years ago, but that prophecy has not come to fruition? The promises that were made, you still have not seen. The word says, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Therefore, whatever is working in Christ should be working in us as Christians. We should have the peace of the Lord, the strength of God, the joy of the Lord. But just because God promised us these gifts, just because God promised this to us, doesn't mean that we are walking in it right now. I need to hear somebody say amen. We see it working in some other folks' lives, but we don't see it in our own. And so here today, I want to just read, first of all, in the American Standard Version of the Bible, the sixth chapter of Joshua. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went in and none came out. And Jehovah said unto Joshua, See, look, I have given into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all the men of war, going about the city once. Thus shalt thou do this 6 days. And the seven priests shall bear seven horns, trumpets of rams, horns before the altar, and the seventh day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets, and it shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall go up everyone straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priest and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram horns before the ark of Jehovah. And they said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let the armed men pass on before the ark of the city. And the 8th verse says, and it was so. Okay, well, here we go. Let me just go right here and say that one reason that I believe that people stop on six, is because their perspective is blocked. The word here is so, this chapter is so powerful. It is so powerful. I know that most of us have heard this scripture many times, and we as little children used to sing the song, Pastor V, Joshua fit the bell of Jericho, 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 Joshua fought the bell of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Now, I believe that if Joshua could hear us sing that song today, I really believe that he would get angry with us. You know why? Because the song is so simple, and it's so easy, and it makes it look as if all he had to do was just march around the wall, and the wall would just tumble down, and the wall did just tumble down. It just appears that way. But listen, you all, Jericho was we need to understand that Jericho was the first territory that the Israelites had to conquer in order to have the rest of the promised territories that God had promised them. And how many of you would say getting started is the toughest and hardest step in any conquest? And I believe that this conquest for Joshua was tough and for many reasons. But the first reason is because it was his first battle, okay? It was the first thing that God had called him to do after he had taken on leadership after Moses for real. Now, you all listen to this. This is really interesting to me. When I think of the things that that God gives me to do, I think of most of them is something that I've never done before, because God says, I will lead you into doing that brand new thing. So when we have to do that which we have never done before, we don't have a precedence for it. Am I right? Okay. And then even if we do have a precedence for it and we have failed at it before, then it still is tough for us. Let me just give you an example. Taking that first step to put on our tennis shoes to go to the gym to start our weight loss program, weight release for those of us who say if we lose it, we gonna find it. Making that shake to start the healthy eating regimen. And for me, I'm just not a shaking kind of a person, but I'm learning how to make my own shakes. I got all my little fruit there in the freezer, and I looked at it last night and said, girl, you gonna have a shake this morning. I talked to myself before I went to bed so that I can make sure that it's getting down in my in the recesses of my mind that this is something that I'm going to do so that I can be healthier. Saying that I'm sorry to heal that broken relationship, oh Lord, that is a tough thing. And every time I say that word, I think of times when I've said it in the past and the relationship has been healed. But right now, it's not something that I want to do. Pay that $100 tithe. You see, it was easy when you only had to pay 10, but now it's up to 100. And if you pay it, then it's going on up to 1,000. And then before you know it, you'll be paying $10,000 in tithe. But you need to understand that that's a tough job for some folk, especially when paying the tithe is compromising the way you want to live and your lifestyle. Getting started is the hardest part. Now back to my little story and little song with Joshua fought the battle of Jericho and the walls came tumbling down. What the song does not tell us is that Joshua also had spent 45 years in the wilderness wondering because his previous generation did not have enough faith to just go on over into Jericho. That's one thing that the little song didn't tell us. 45 years of waiting and wondering, and here Jericho was, and Jericho is standing here before Joshua, and God is saying and giving instructions on how he is to go in and conquer it. And what God told him to do, you all, it is amazing. It is amazing that God gives us simple instructions. We would prefer it to be more complicated for some reason. I don't know why our brain worked like that. But God gives us just little simple things to do. And we go back and say, God, are you sure that's the way you really want it? And then when we get started doing it, then we realize that it's not that simple, because it's working against everything that this flesh would tell us to do. Let me go on and talk to you a little bit more about Jericho. Jericho was a small city that you could walk around in just 1 hour. It was not that Jericho was so big that caused the problem for the children of Israelite, but it was that the walls were so high. Now, let's talk about the walls just for a moment. Some of the stuff that God has promised you is not so big, because we all know the greater is he that is within us than anything else. But the problem is sometimes our perspective get blocked because not of the bigness of it, but because of the height of it. Come on. The height of the walls are so tall that we can't see over them. Uh-huh. One thing about getting on this call every morning is that it connects and reconnects us to a God that is so big that he lifts our perspective up over the walls of problems. Somebody better hear me this morning. When I hear Minister LaShawn, Ty, Brenda, and our prayer general pray, I say, okay, Lord, my perspective is being lifted. When I lift my eyes to the hill, which cometh my strength. Yes, yes. When I get on this call in the morning and hear that songbird, Minister Tiffany, I can say, I believe I can fly. And then I can see over the walls and know that the walls of adversity really are not that high. I feel my hip coming on right now, you all. I feel a preach down in my toenail. When I hear Pastor Vanessa get on here and preach, and Coach Lance and Pastor John and Minister Ada and Pastor Lucille and Wanda and Candace, all of you all, somebody's name I ain't gonna call. I lift my eyes up and my perspective gets over the walls that would block me from getting what it is that God has for me. We've got to lift our eyes. We've got to get unblocked, because you see, when our view is blocked by the deficit that we see in our bank accounts, that's what we do most of the time. We are complaining about our children, our teenagers, and our spouses. We are looking at the zeros in our back office and getting involved with drama after drama and all the mess that you can get stuck down in, and it causes our perspective to not be able. It causes us, our perspective to be blocked, so that we are not able to see what it is that God has for us. Oh, good God of mercy. Lord have mercy. Jesus, is the time gone already? Oh, Lord, I got to stop. But let me just say this one thing. There is something about pressing to get into God's presence, pursuing God's anointing, that puts you in a place so that you can see that the enemy that intimidated you was really being intimidated by you and the presence of God. You all, don't stop on six. And Lord knows I got a lot more to say, but I got to stop. God bless you. Here you go. Back to you, Minister Ty.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that word. Don't stop on six. I'll be calling you back for the benediction. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for the woman of the God and the word, don't stop on six. We don't want to stop short of what you have for us. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep her in your care. Father God, keep her moving forward and progressing as you desire for her life. We thank you that you will keep your hands on her and that everything she touches shall prosper. Lord, we thank you for this call and the women of God who said yes. We thank you that they continue to walk out your will for this season. Lord, we just want to thank you for the DeLeon family and ask that you keep a hedge of protection around them. Just keep them moving forward. Keep artists progressing in the path that you have laid out for it. We know, Father, that you will continue to comfort those who are bereaved, and as the families just continue to process through the loss, that you will be their peace that passes all understanding. You will keep their minds on you. You will cover them as they walk out this time of bereavement according to your will. Well, we ask that you continue to just magnify your word in each of us that is on this line. Continue to allow us to walk according to your plan. We love you. We adore you. We magnify you. And we know that even those prayer requests that are unspoken, you know, God. We ask that you continue to minister the hearts and the minds of the people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Don't forget, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300. Access code 539-598#. The Artist Empowerment Conference starts tomorrow, March 27th through the 29th at the Houston Marriott West Chase, where Les Brown will be our motivational speaker. If you want to volunteer to assist with the church service on Sunday, in the choir, greeting the people, whatever you'd like to do to help, please send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And we will get back with you at the conference. Again, we are just so thankful and so grateful that you have joined us today. And we just love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing that you can do about it. Dr. PK, would you please come back and give us that benediction?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, wow, wow. Read Joshua 6, you guys, and lift up your eyes and see that God has goodness for you. And as you go to the Empowerment Conference this weekend, Reloading, go knowing without a shadow of a doubt that you are there to be re-energized, reconnected to your promise. Father, we thank you for it. Give us all that we need to live that super fantastic life for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life. Bye-bye.